Access to potable water has been a major challenge to both rural and urban dwellers. The problem is even more pronounced in parts of the national capital, Accra. Successive governments have attempted in various ways to deal with the challenge by privatizing management of urban water production, but that could not solve the problem. The current administration therefore decided not to renew the management contract with AVRL when it expired about a year ago, and instead set up the Ghana Urban Water Limited. But how has this new company fared? Bubu Klinugo has been finding out in this interview with the PRO of the company, Stanley Marty, who gave the assurance that access to potable water in Accra will increase from the current 65% to 95% in 2 to 3 years.
Ghana Urban Water took over a year ago, and we still have been improving on the system, so we are doing well.
Now, you still have complaints of challenges, water rationing here and there, people complain of a lack of potable water. What is happening?
If I say we are doing well, that is not to say that everybody has water 24/7, but at least there has been some improvement in the system. Hitherto, people were not having access to water at all, okay, or others had water about hours in a week. Currently, we have an average of 4 days in a week. Okay, so it means that there has been some improvement. We've had challenges because we do not, or our operations is not dependent on only us alone. We also depend on ECG as well, and we depend on other factors. So when they have challenges, it impacts on us.
Now that you identify, you accepted that there are challenges, what pragmatic measures are you putting in place to resolve some of these challenges?
The major challenge that we have is investment, and under the Better Ghana agenda, there has been some investments in the system, and we are expecting that, for instance, a new project being undertaken by China Jazuba at Bong to double the capacity of Bong is in place, and within the next 2 to 3 years, that project should be completed. And this was a project that our late president himself worked on and managed to source funds from China to enable that job to be done. So in the next 2 to 3 years, that job will be completed, and we should improve on access from our current 65% in Accra to close to 95% in the metropolis.
That's in 3 years' time.
That's in between 2 and 3 years.
If you talk of water difficulties, Adenta in the areas like Teshinungwa are the worst hit. So what measures or specific programs do you have for those areas?
In Adenta, for instance, we have some boreholes in Dodowa, which was actually dedicated to the Adenta area. So that improved on the water situation in Adenta. But you realize that within Dodowa and Adenta now, there has been a lot of development, residential development. They are all also tapping on that line, and as a result, it's affecting Adenta again. But with this new project that I'm talking about, when that project comes on board, it's going to improve the water situation in that area, especially because we are laying piles from Pong through Dodowa area, through Adenta Madina to our Ponglo Reservoir. So they should have more water when this project is completed.
PRO of Ghana Urban Water Limited, Stanley Marty, talking to Bubu Klinugo.